Another story that we have to tell at New Hope, and Kevin and Deb, they go way, way back, and come on up here, Kevin and Deb. I call Kevin my comeback kid at New Hope, because if I can say just a few words to begin with, and I'll let you talk for about 5 minutes, our time's winding down, but in any event, Kevin struggled with alcohol for a long, long time, and he was incarcerated at Monroe. And every Sunday after church in those days, Glenn and Barbara would leave church early and travel up to Monroe to see the fine young son. And Kevin got released from the institution there and started coming to a New Hope. And he had to complete a 12-step program. And the time was, scheduling was a problem. Long story short, the powers to be gave me the authority to walk him through the 12 steps. He was just about halfway, three-quarters way through. And so we completed the 12 steps. But anyway, he came to church on a Sunday morning when we were going through a series of messages on the 12-step ministry. And so, Kevin, well, you can tell the rest of your story. He's a stranger to who he used to be. And so, come back, kid, say a few words.
Sure. Kind of shocked, actually, being up here. Yeah, it's been a long road for me. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm 52 years old now, and like Dale said, I've been an alcoholic. I've been drinking ever since high school, so I don't know if anybody can relate to that. Just one of these people that had a hard time getting away. And I've had 3 DUIs in my life. Not proud of it. My last one was, I had 2 in 2 years, and I was going through a divorce too. I had a 20-year marriage, my first marriage. It ended in 99. And after that, I just got on a big drinking binge. And I guess I was looking for that last one, I guess, because I had nothing else going on. I got nailed in Lacey in my truck and was just, you know, like I said, sent to jail right away. And I ended up not in Monroe, but I was ended up in Buckley up there, and which I guess God caring, it was actually a good place to be because it reminded me of Mayberry RFD, if anybody remembers that. I was pretty fortunate because being I guess, a good person and everything in heart, I was able to be the number one trustee within a couple of weeks, and I was upstairs. I was probably outside more than I was inside, you know, and I was anywhere between helping giving away food at the food bank, washing cars. I was at the Fire Depot and helping people out, and This is a true story. I was out cleaning the car one time, and of course I was in the middle of winter there for 4 months, and I without a coat, washed the car, and I was all done, and I had rang the bell to come back in. The lady says, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Okay, ain't I in jail?" So that if that tells you what Mayberry RFD was, it was just like that. It was funny, but yeah, it's been a long road. It's really been a long road, seriously, and I remember first day coming to New Hope. I came through from with my mom and dad. I don't remember exactly what day, but going through the drunken stupor, I guess. I might even show it up hungover. I don't remember. But my mom and dad, which I love dearly, brought me here, and which was down on Lilly Road at the time. And I remember I had the same outlook. I'm thinking, boy, there's a lot of old people here. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to fit in. I really, you know, I felt like the little kid on the block. I really did. And but I had the same outlook the very first day. Dell was so laid back. He doesn't wear a tie. And he tells you what you want to hear every day. I don't think there's been a day that I've come here, which I feel really bad because of my work schedule, but the Lord has always kept me in his mind and his heart, but every time that I've come, he's always told me what I wanted to hear. And I love him to death. And then on the other hand, I met my wife back in 02, met her at the front door at Costco. And we, after I got out of jail, I got good Lord help me, because I got my job back right away. Got back in the doors, and I met her probably, 2 months after we got back. And it all clicked in from there, and it just, things have just kind of went step to step. And like Dell said, we've worked this steps, and we still go to church. We go to Life Center now in Tacoma, if anybody's familiar with that. But it's just their schedule really works good with us, because we do work on Sundays and stuff. And
got baptized together.
Yeah, we got baptized together. Yeah.
Did you want to say anything? I just want to say, I relate to being on the fence. We've been back and forth, and coming to church with Mom and Dad and meeting Dell, and something just struck in us, and just always had that hunger for something else. Met some good Christian neighbors. Started Bible studies, going to church, getting involved, and just one day said, you know, I just want to be a child of God. And Kevin and I got baptized June 26 last year. And the whole sitting on the fence thing, I mean, you have to get off the fence. There's nothing better. Kevin and I, you know, nothing's perfect. We've been through some struggles, you know, but with good Christian people and keeping the faith, there's nothing better. It's just, you can't even put it into words. So we love being here. Just, you know, thank you for everybody, and just keep the faith.
Amen. Thank you very much.